It's Dan, and in this video we're going to talk to you about what I would do if I had to start it all over again. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about this in this video. If I was having to start again, and let's also go back like 25 years, I'm 48 now, so that'd take me to 23. But if I was like 20 years old again, what would I do to begin this journey of wealth creation? So there's a couple of things. Obviously, let's just assume that we already know that you should be spending as little as possible. You should be saving as much as you can and moving that money into assets. But before you can do any of that, we need to talk about how on earth do you make some money? And so it all starts really from what skills have you got? Because you're paid based on the value that you bring to a business or your business or someone else's business. That's effectively how you get paid these days. So if you're not bringing any value to your business, to someone else's business, you're just not going to get paid. This is why property works well, because the value of a one bed flat in Leeds city centre is like nearly £700 currently. That's the value that it brings. And I obviously don't have to do any work for that. But before you can get into property, you have to start earning some money. So let's use the value methodology and work out what value are you bringing right now. So if you've got no skills, you ain't bringing any value. You are minimum wage cannon fodder. And that means that you're cheap, you're replaceable, nobody cares about you. There's millions of them everywhere. And so if you were to put that on a pyramid, you'd be on the bottom level because you're not scarce in any way. You have virtually zero skills. And if you're going, yeah, but, you know, I'm good at customer services. Anybody after a week's training is good at customer services. All you got to do is answer the phone, be nice, try and help people. That's it. I'm going to sneeze. Oh, excuse me. So that's it. So we got to find a way of getting your value up. So this was a conversation I just had with somebody, and we're talking about how to raise their value. And it's like, well, what can you do? What about website copy or marketing copy? Learn how to write. If you can learn how to write headlines, if you can learn how to get inspiration from something and write copy, like in 2020, you're going to make some money doing that. Because one of the things that people need is website copy. People need adverts placing on Gumtree and 3Index and wherever else you're going to place these adverts. So that's more valuable, like the writing of the copy is more valuable, for example, than just somebody who's placing adverts on Gumtree, but anybody with a week's training can do. Now, to write copy is going to take you longer than a week's worth of training. It might take you a year or two. And people go, oh, no, I don't want to do that because I need money now. And what happens is they end up not doing that, they end up not learning a skill, and in 2 years' time, they're in exactly the same position that they're in today because their skills are minimum wage based. By that, I mean, they don't have any. Everybody can do what they are doing. You want to get a job in McDonald's, anybody can get that job in McDonald's. Pretty much retail, in fact. You know, how hard is it to get a job in retail? As long as, you know, you're not, like, turning up a mess and a stinking of alcohol and, like, how hard is it to get a job, you know, in a shop? I got a job at age 16 at Asda, my very first job, £1.62, I think, or £1.65 an hour, get it. But that was my very, very first job, and I just didn't have a clue. I had no idea at all. I just went, yeah, you've got arms and legs and a head, fuck it, we'll have you. Right, get on the shop floor, put those beans on the shelf. And then I got on the job training. And yeah, more experience in working in a shop will help. But really, how much training do you need to work in a shop? A week? Is that overdoing it? Is that underdoing it? I don't know. Maybe that's insulting people that work in shops who believe that nobody else can do their job. Which is complete and utter tosh. Because everybody can do their job. We just need a little bit of training. And that's the point that I'm getting at here. How many other people can do that job? How many other people are good copywriters? Probably quite a few. But not as many people who are okay copywriters. Or if you're a great copywriter. Or if you're multi-skilled and you can create web pages and copy and landing pages and all the rest of it, and so on and so forth, that's where you need to be. You need to be finding a way of generating an income. Now, you can do all of this from home, for example. If you can, you know, it's 2020, we live in a social media world. If you can, oh, let me use that as an example. If you can post social media content for people, like 5 years ago, that would have been something that was harder to do. It's 2020, that's not hard to do at all. If that's the job that you're going for, you're going to be on minimum wage. Anybody can post content on Facebook. Anyone can use Canva to create images. Anybody. It takes time to do it and that's it. There's no special skill involved. Yeah, there's a little bit of copywriting, maybe, but not a huge amount. That's a minimum wage job today. Going back 5 or 6 years ago, before Canva existed, and all you had was Photoshop, that job was worth a lot more money than it is today. Because for simple tools that business owners just don't have time to use, but anybody can use them. So that used to be a job that was high paid, and it's less higher paid. One of the problems that we have is, as a social media agency, is that anyone can just set up tomorrow, £100 a month, yeah, I'll post 30 images a month, and off we go. I'll create them all on Canva. You know, if you're really desperate for money, by the way, that's a really good thing to do. Like, £100 a month, 100 quid, it's going to take some time. That's fine, you do it when all the kids go to bed. You know, a couple of hours a night, every night for 30 days. £100, right? It's not something you can retire off it. But if your food bill is £150 and you've only got £75, now you're no longer struggling for food. At least it plugs that gap. But in our business, you know, when we first started out doing social media, which we've been doing for a couple of years now, that was fine. Now, the competition is much higher because people are doing what I've just suggested for you to do. And now, we have to create sales funnels, pages that convert, website design, copy. We have to do the whole lot. Now, most business owners are terrible at copy. They can't write landing pages to save a life. They have no idea on websites, so they can't do that. It's not something that you can just pick up in a week. It's something that takes a year or two to learn properly. You can't just go on Russell Brunson's, you know, how to build a funnel training course and know how to build funnels. That's not how that stuff works. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of skill and a lot of getting it wrong until you learn to get it right. And, you know, if you're charging people money for that, they're not going to pay you for very long unless you're getting good results. So you've got to build up a skill of some kind. What is your skill? And it doesn't have to be computers. It doesn't have to be social media. Like, can you cut hair? Well, yeah, I can cut hair. Great, call yourself a hairdresser, get yourself out there and cut hair. Boy, you better be good, because if you cut hair wrong, you're in a lot of trouble. What else can you do? And if the answer is nothing, and you've got no skills, then you're going to be low paid, or not paid, because someone else is going to get that job who's got a bit more skill than you have. And so if I was starting again, I would go and learn a skill. And honestly, right now, I think that skill would probably be copywriting, headlines, marketing, advertising, anything like that that writes copy, that helps people get business closed, is what you should be working on. And if you can do that, then you'll start to earn some good money, and then you can build on that. You know, I don't believe that you should just learn one skill and then that's it for the rest of your life. It's a stepping stone system. First you learn copy, then you learn website design, then you learn funnels, then you learn Facebook ads, and so on and so on and so on. And you're continually peeling this onion that has several layers. And that's what you should be doing with your training as well, and increasing your skills. My skills have constantly evolved since I was 14 years of age, writing computer programs in BBC Basic. Constantly evolve, never stop learning, continually watching videos, going on training courses, going on weekend events. It's a continuous and never-ending improvement. Kanai, as it's called, or Kaizen, you know, which is like a continuous improvement kind of thing. All right, hope that's useful for you. I'd love to know what skills you're going to think about getting. Just put it down in the box down below, let me know what you think, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto, have a wicked day, take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.